Are you excited but nervous at the same time about investing in real estate? Are you confused about where to get started? Do you feel uncertain about your ability to invest in real estate because of finances, the market conditions, or not knowing enough? Hi, my name is Monica Sawyer, and I'm the host of the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. I work with professional women on how to get started in real estate investing or grow their current portfolios. In this podcast, I will share my own strategies as well as those of many amazing experts so that you too can build wealth the blissful way. That means building wealth on your own terms, part-time, with very little stress. To get started, download your free report on my personal favorite strategy at blissfulinvestor.com. I am so excited to welcome to today's show Diane Gardner. Diane is your tax coach. She is a certified tax coach and best-selling author whose proactive planning approach helps clients dodge the tax bullet. Her tax coaching sessions have resulted in the combined savings of over $4,219,571 to date. Wow. These are hard-earned profits successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors would have given to the government through overpaying taxes. Diane is the co-author of the best-selling books, Stand Apart and Why Didn't My CPA Tell Me That? She has also authored 10 books, including Stop Overpaying Your Taxes, 11 Ways Entrepreneurs Overpay, and How to Stop It Now. Welcome to the show, Diane. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad that you invited me onto your show and that we get to have some fun time chatting together and learning some more about taxes.
Yeah. It's like, seriously, taxes is not my favorite subject, but just
really?
But just through a conversation before this show, I know that this is going to be so much more engaging than I normally feel about taxes. So that's awesome. So tell us what a tax coach is and why I would need one.
Monica, I get asked that question all the time, and people really have never even heard of a tax coach.
Right.
And I always say, well, most people are familiar with a sports coach or a business coach or a life coach or a health coach or whatever, but they've never heard of the term a tax coach. They don't realize that there is somebody out there who could come alongside you and help you navigate your way through those shark-infested waters we call the IRS code. Mm-hmm. And that is what a tax coach gets to do. It allows me to be a tax superhero and come in and just show you, look at this strategy, look at this deduction. Did anybody tell you about this one? How come you're not using this strategy? And people go, wow, how come nobody ever told me this? Because that's what I get to do as a tax coach.
Right. And you know what's so funny is that people are always like, I love numbers, believe it or not. People actually tell me this. I love numbers. I'm going to do my taxes myself because then I know what's going on. Great. What if something really minute happened in the tax code because you're not a professional, you haven't been able to keep up with every single detail, right? What if something happens and then either you get something wrong, right? Or you haven't done all the studying as a tax coach would have, and she can come up with things you didn't even know existed or thought to ask about or think about, right? Or look for.
You bet. And it's so sad when I see people, especially real estate investors, business owners, trying to do their own taxes. Mm-hmm. And they do miss out on all kinds of things just simply because they don't know what they don't know.
Right. Right. And what's fascinating, I just want to tell my audience this, is so before we hit record, of course, you guys know that I do this. Diane and I were chatting and she's asking me, so who is your audience? And so I was kind of telling her, you know, most of the ladies on the show are probably beginners, like own up to about 5 properties. Not everybody. I do have some very advanced listeners I hear from, but most of them. And so she says, oh, okay, then I won't comment on the more advanced strategies. And she started talking about them. Well, I'm more advanced and I didn't know all of that stuff. And I've had tax attorneys and tax CPAs that specialize in real estate. So it seems like there's just always more to learn, and you really want to get a good professional, because no matter which part of the game you're in, there's a new set of rules, there's a new set of skills, and there's a new set of opportunities, right?
Right. And I get to learn more about new strategies. I think it's so much fun. I'm involved in groups, and this is what we do. We seek out people we can partner with to bring new strategies to our clients. And it's just a completely different side of the tax code than what your normal accountant operates in.
Right. So you are a CPA, yes?
I'm actually an enrolled agent. So okay. It's a little different than a CPA in that I'm licensed by the IRS in all 50 states. And that anytime you see the letters EA behind somebody's name, you know that they specialize in income tax. That is their main specialty. They may do other work as well, but that is their main specialty is income tax.
Okay.
As opposed to a CPA, they may specialize in tax, or they may specialize more in consulting, or maybe in manufacturing, or in some other aspect of the whole accounting world. But an EA will always specialize in tax.
Okay, in income tax. And most of our real estate tax stuff is going to fall under that umbrella, correct?
It will. Yes. Okay. Yes. Federal and or state, depending on where they live.
Perfect. And you work in all 50 states you mentioned.
I do. I have the privilege of, I've got clients in probably at least 35 to 40 states now.
Wow.
And it's amazing because when I travel for business, I will look up clients who are in the area. And sometimes I've had them for years and never met them face to face, only on Zoom or something. And we'll meet for dinner or something like that. And it's so cool to get to travel around the US and meet these people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yay, perfect. So let's talk about the difference between tax preparation, tax projections, and tax planning, because you mentioned they were different.
They are. So many people think, I already have an accountant who's doing tax planning for me. They do my tax return. And they don't realize when you sign an engagement letter for an accountant to do your tax return, you're engaging them in a compliance project. That compliance project is put the right numbers in the right boxes and file it on time. That's what you ask them to do. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they did. And they usually do a really great job at it, but that's usually all the further they take it. The next step up, what we call my ladder of tax world, is a tax projection. Now, sometimes that same accountant or tax preparer will reach out to you later in the year, possibly in the summer or the fall or something, and say, let me prepare a projection for you of where you're going to be for next year. So you have some sort of an idea whether you're going to owe, you know, a couple hundred bucks or many thousands of dollars. People want to know that before they hit tax time. And so I've got a whole group of clients that just line up every fall. We do the tax projection, but that's all they want. They really don't want to take advantage of my tax planning strategies, which is the next step up the ladder. And so tax planning says, Monica, I want to take a look at your last couple of years' personal and business tax returns. I'm going to look for mistakes or missed opportunities. Then we're going to hop on a call. We're going to talk about that. And I'm going to say, did you realize that you were eligible to take advantage of such and such a strategy? And you're going to go, huh? How come nobody told me? Then from there, if we decide we want to work together, I'll go ahead and lay out a plan for you with various tax saving strategies in it that will meet your goals over the next, say, 3 to 5 years. We'll kind of lay out a timeline there. And then help you implement it if you want me to, or you can take it to your accountant or whoever and have them implement it. So I get the privilege of setting up this wonderful plan for you, saving you tons of money on your tax return, which is why I earned my superhero cape, and then to reap those rewards and continue to increase that tax savings number that you mentioned it back in the bio.
Nice. Wow, I love that. Okay, so that's kind of the three tiers then.
It is.
Of service and what, okay, awesome. I love that. What would you say is the biggest mistake real estate investors make that costs them a lot in taxes?
I would say the biggest mistake is not realizing that they could plan their way to a lower tax liability. Most people think they gather up their numbers, they give it to their accountant or their tax preparer. The tax return gets done, you know, kind of behind the scenes, hocus pocus magic, it just gets done. They get handed the return, and oh, by the way, you owe X amount of dollars. And they just write the check and they pay it. They don't realize that if we could back that up to prior to the end of the year, there's some strategies that could potentially be put in place to allow them to pay considerably less. And every tax return is different. I've got people that we've only been able to save $3,000 or $4,000, and then I've got people we've been able to save a couple hundred thousand on their tax return because we stopped and we did some planning and were able to change that outcome. But they don't, the general public or the, you know, doesn't realize that that's a possibility. Mm-hmm. That's a whole new concept. And it's kind of a mindset shift in making an investment in let's stop and let's do some planning.
What are the most often missed tax deductions that you find for real estate investors specifically?
For the newer real estate investors, maybe somebody who's only been in it a couple years or so, I find that they miss the overhead items. They miss the miles that they drive to and from going and checking on their properties. They miss maybe writing off their cell phone, their home office. They miss any kind of supplies that they buy for that home office. They're missing just a lot of smaller type things, but when you add them up, they come up to a nice amount of money. But because they're not thinking about it as a business, they're just looking at, I've got rental A, B, C, D. They're not realizing that there's this rental overhead area that we can pick up a bunch of these expenses and take them off of your tax return and lower your final liability without spending any more money to do it. It's just, you're just better record keeping and realizing what's available.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So we've talked a lot on this show about using your retirement for buying real estate and that sort of thing. So how does that play into our tax plan? Sort of your retirement plans and your pensions and all of that stuff.
So if you have money that's already in a retirement plan, then that is completely different than contributing to a retirement plan by using the profits from your rental.
Okay.
So, Two different topics there. Mm-hmm. If we take the second topic and we have rentals and they're actually making a profit on paper so that we have some profit to work off of, we are able to then contribute to various types of retirement plans. And so those plans could be something like a SEP or a simple, possibly even moving on into some sort of a 401k, that type of thing. Which then give us pre-tax deductions, mm-hmm. and which lower the actual liability on your tax return.
Got it.
If you have money that's sitting in a retirement program already, let's say it's sitting in an IRA, and we want to buy a piece of property with it, that falls under the rules of the self-directed IRAs. Mm-hmm. And then we have to buy it, and we have to follow the IRS's guidelines to keep it qualified so we don't mess up that retirement plan that's sitting out there. But those retirement plans can buy property, they can sell property, they can hold them long term. So there is quite a bit of flexibility in it. And if done correctly, it's a wonderful way to fund a retirement plan. If it's not done correctly, it's a wonderful way to lose your money.
Yeah, so, got it. Okay.
You want to go into it with your eyes open and make sure you know what the risks are and then go ahead and make good decisions.
Right. Perfect. Great. So I want to do more of a deep dive on sort of like how to do the record keeping, because that's something you mentioned. And it's not something that seems really exciting, but I feel like if anybody can make it exciting, you could. So I actually want to have that conversation. And I wanted to also talk about, a little bit more about entity structuring and see if we could get some specific tax strategies. So let's do that, but we'll do that in the extra portion of the show. And for now, I just wanted to ask you, how can people get in touch with you so they can find out more about all of this great stuff?
Well, the best way is for them to go out to www.taxcoachforyou.com. That is taxcoach, the number 4, YOU.com/real estate investing for women, where our free gift for them will be a copy of my newest book that'll be hot off the press called Unleash the Power of Tax Planning. And in there, we offer, I think it's about 13 different strategies from lower end to very high end type strategies, where we're willing to help educate people on what's available. And we'd love to walk them down that path of some tax planning.
Awesome. And then is there a way for them to get in touch with you if they wanted a consultation?
You bet. All they need to do is email me at Diane@taxcoachforyou.com, where I offer a free initial consultation where we do some tax analysis work. I do like to get copies of your prior 2 years personal and business tax returns. And then I have something I can look at. We can have an intelligent conversation about what I see or what I don't see on your tax return. And if we can save you money, we'll definitely let you know. And if we're not able to help you because maybe you'd only like maybe have one rental property, I do have another accountant I work with who is also a tax planning person. And he steps right in and he helps me with those guys so that we can cover all bases.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. And that will all be in the show notes, ladies. It is taxcoachforyou.com/real estate investing for women. So, and then Diane's email also. So anyway, so I'll put that in the show notes so you guys can see it. So Diane, thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah. And so are you ready for your three rapid fire questions?
Sure. Bring them on.
Awesome. Okay, so the first one is, give us one super tip on getting started in real estate investing.
I would say find a good financial person to work with, a strong accountant, somebody who understands tax planning so they can help you develop that initial plan.
Got it. Okay, and then what is one strategy on being successful in real estate investing?
I would say to be very successful, you want to build out a financial team. So you should have somebody who understands the legal side of things, somebody who's in your accounting world, your tax world, that type of a person. We want some sort of banking or financing relationships. We need a good insurance company who's going to help us with the right kind of coverage. And the list goes on from there. But surround yourself with those people. They have so much information that most of the time they're very willing to share it with you.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that. And then what is one daily practice that you would say contributes to your personal success?
Every morning when I get to the office, I identify the top two or three things that I have to work on today because they're going to, I call it move the needle, whether it's on bringing in some new work, it's finishing work that's already in here, it's developing a new program. And I put those in an email format out to my staff. So they know what I'm going to be working on, and it gives me accountability. If I didn't get them done at the end of the day, I have to fess up and tell them. Mm-hmm. But it really does help hold me accountable, and it helps keep that focus so I can't get lost in the weeds.
Got it. Ooh, I love that. And it is, you know, it's so funny that you call it being accountable, right? You really are more accountable to yourself. Yes, to your staff, but it's so good to keep that, to have. Because I always say, you know, I wake up in the morning and I look at my list of to-dos and I go, whoa, where do I want to start? And it's better to not have that, like, you know, deer in the headlights reaction. It's better to know what it is exactly you want to get done that day. So that's perfect. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. And pull that list down to a doable list for the day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my challenge, is my list is way
too long. Mine too. It's way too long. So you can't focus on the big list. Pick two or three or four things, and that's all you're going to work on.
You got it. I love that. Thank you. So thank you so much for joining us on this portion of the show, Diane. You've shared so much great information already.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful and a very enjoyable program.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm really looking forward to the deep dive in Extra, where we're going to talk about record keeping, entity structuring, and tax strategies to really help you to save money. So specific strategies. So we're going to do that in the Extra portion of the show. If you are already subscribed to Extra, stay tuned. And if you're not, just go to realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com. And on that site, realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com, you can find all the old episodes. You can download whichever episodes you want. There are some free episodes on there, so you can kind of take a look at what sorts of things we cover in Extra. So you can look at those before you make a decision. So go ahead and go over there to realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com. If you're leaving Diane and I now, thank you so much for joining us for this portion of the show. I look forward to seeing you next time. And until then, remember, Goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you next time.
Thank you again for joining me on the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. If you love this show, please subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes. As women, we need to support and empower each other to build wealth and live joyful lives. Your support of this podcast by subscribing, rating, and reviewing it will help other women just like you learn about building blissful wealth through investing. And remember to download your free report so you can get started on your investing journey at blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.